Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
My Guide is one of the services provided by Guide Dogs to support people with sight loss to get out and about, to meet people and to generally make the use of the facilities offered by their local communities. The My Guide partnership matches a person who's blind or partially sighted with a trained sighted volunteer who can guide that vision-impaired person so that they can reach their so-called mobility goals. Now, these could be things like being able to go to the gym, joining a local coffee group, or just walking in the local park. But they're things that the person might not be able to do without this type of one-to-one guiding. Guide Dogs also trains individual sighted guiders and helps businesses and not-for-profit organisations to provide specifically tailored accessibility training for their staff. For quite a while now, the scheme has been piloted, tested and rolled out across the UK. Fairly recently, it started in the southeast of England, in Kent, and Cassie Moss, my guide ambassador at Guide Dogs' Maidstone Mobility Team, told us how things are going there, and firstly, how it's been received by blind and partially sighted people in her area.
Very welcomely, really. Obviously, people come to Guide Dogs with a guide dog in mind. It's quite a long process and takes a lot of work. We require a certain level of fitness and to have independent routes in place to be able to go forward with the guide dog application. So having my guide there can contribute towards that. Or if it turns out that a guide dog isn't the right form of mobility for you, then my guide could be a really nice alternative to look at instead.
And in terms of what my guide, I guess the title almost gives it away, a very personal service, a one-to-one service. How do you sort of match, if you like, not a person to a dog, but a person to a person for that personalised guiding for a while?
Well, we look at what the service user would like to get out of the My Guide service, what mobility goals they'd like to reach. It may be a hobby, it may be increasing their fitness. So we'd look at our volunteers that maybe might have the same hobbies or enjoy walking, rambling maybe. So hopefully try and match qualities within the two people, something that they can work on together within their partnership.
It's interesting to hear you talk about the various things that people might want, because the emphasis isn't on things that you have to do, it appears to me. You're talking about things that people want to do. So it's not going shopping, going for a doctor's appointment necessarily. It can be the sociable, the fun, the leisure things in life.
Absolutely. The point of my guide is to get out of the house and reduce isolation. It can be to increase fitness. It could be to meet new people in the community, take up a new hobby, or just get out of the house for a couple of hours a week.
And how much do people have to plan ahead and indeed let you know about the exact things they might want to do? In other words, can you put my guide in place for a blind or partially sighted person and then let them choose almost on a weekly basis what they do while they've got the service?
We can. We start with a broad activity plan with some mobility goals. So if, say, it was to increase fitness for the service user, we'd plan out activities week after week, maybe increasing that level of activity. That's not set in stone, though, and can be amended if they find out there's a new hobby they'd like to do in the meantime. That's also a mobility goal, so there's no problem changing the activity plan to work around that.
And I guess possibly some people may, when they do go out of the house or into a particular walk of life that they hadn't been able to access before, something else could build from that, couldn't it?
Absolutely. We ask our volunteers to look for opportunities to implement sighted guiding training. So maybe a member of staff at a cafe that they visit or at a social club they visit, maybe they can have some sighted guiding training to make their service or restaurant more accessible to that service user.
So in that way, you're saying the partnership, the guiding partnership and the friendship that goes with it, that could in fact be passed on to someone else and Guide Dogs then sort of fades into the background, as it were.
The point is to increase independence and mobility. So if we can get to the stage where the service user feels confident enough to go out to that place by themselves, then that's a really big goal reached.
And do people have this for a fixed amount of time, and do they need to talk to you about how long they might want the My Guide service?
We do put in an activity plan for a set amount of time, but that can be any amount of time. We could say 3 months. We could say 6 months, but it could be indefinite if that's a service that suits them.
But that doesn't necessarily then depend on how many times a week, how many times a month they use the service. It could still be open-ended.
It could be, absolutely.
And dare I ask you, are there any sort of things that people have asked you about which you think, hey, that's a great idea, never thought of that, but may have surprised you? Places people want to go, things people want to do?
One of our clients has asked to eventually try and get to a tea dance, which I thought was lovely. Her initial goal was to get out of the house more and increase her fitness, but that's a real desire for her to get to a tea dance. So hopefully we'll meet that mobility goal with her.
Now, the My Guide service runs in roughly the same way in many parts of the UK. And if you'd like to find out where and how it's operated in your area, you can phone the central My Guide number, which is 0845 372 7499, or you can email myguide@guidedogs.org.uk.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.